We know against a team like Delaware that we can't be a some of the time team. We have to execute all the time. And I think we started off the game executing. And then we ran into a rut there in the second and third quarter where, balls, errant snaps, offensively, errant snaps, turning the ball over, which is not like us. And then obviously, we've got to do a better job of stopping the run on defense. Game kind of got out of hand there. Thought we could have brought a little bit more to the table. The first game, you always find out where you're at when you have a new football team, which is really what we have with 60 new faces. You have to learn to see what you got and where you're at. Now the adjustments got to be made.
First question this morning from Ian Steele. Go ahead, Ian.
Hey Chris, how you doing?
Hey, Ian.
Hey, so home opener this week. Does that kind of help you settle in here with such a new team? And what are you looking forward to about, opening up in your own stadium this year?
Yeah, I think to be honest with you, home games are always great. That's actually something that we don't have that many of here at Bryant. But this year we've got a good number of home games, playing against a Franklin Pierce ball club. Probably in the past you might lose after a loss, you kind of take your foot off the kids a little bit and try to bring them back. Yeah, I can tell you this is not going to be one of those weeks. This is too much of what we did Thursday night was us shooting ourselves in the foot, and that's on me. And I can promise you this week in practice, there'll be a good amount of attention to practice in the right way and not shooting ourselves in the foot. And then, get these kids to focus on the process, not the outcome. But I can't wait to play here at home. We have two home games back to week, back to back in the next 2 weeks. We need to make the amount of improvement that a competitive team makes between week one and week two, which is our goal for Saturday.
Chris, first game at quarterback for Jared Guest, 16 and 29 for 146, had a touchdown, one pick as well. As you've gone back and looked at the film, how did you feel like he played?
Well, I could tell his adrenaline was going. First 10 passes came off his hand. He was the ball came out of his hand, probably unlike I've seen him do in practice. He had some zip on it and overthrew some guys. I think one of his focuses this week is going to be, when we throw those 50-50 balls, they have to be 50-50. That means our receiver has to have a chance to get his both hands on the ball. There were too many times that we got behind their defenders that then we overthrew the receiver when we had two steps on them. And for us to be successful, we're going to have to connect on those. And he knows that. He knows that. And but his performance is exactly like the rest of the football team. There were some highs, and then there were some lows, and then good quarterbacks like good football teams make those adjustments week one to week two and get it done.
Next question from Kevin Stone. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hey, Kevin.
Just curious at how you thought you guys handled the road for the first time. Obviously, it's a new team, younger team. Just overall, how'd you think you guys handled the road trip?
Well, I think by some of the mistakes that we made, I first time this football team's been in an environment. Delaware is an impressive stadium. They had a good crowd. I think there were some aspects of it that maybe they got caught looking up too much. But that's the beauty of playing at home next week. Again, I hate to sound like a broken record, but we have to make those adjustments week one to week two and get our eyes back down.
Ian, do you have a follow-up for Coach? Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Just facing Franklin Pierce, a Division II opponent, do you view this as maybe some sort of a get-right game for your guys, and how will that kind of help the process here?
Yeah, I mean, I've always taken the stance. It doesn't matter who you play, it's how you play. And I don't care if it was Delaware or if it's Franklin Pierce. If we play the way we did against Rhode Island, or excuse me, against Delaware, against Franklin Pierce in the second and third quarter, we're going to be in trouble. I don't care who we play against. And that's something that we've got to get righted. And against teams like Delaware, those little mistakes become really big mistakes. And that's where the separation of the score happened. So for us with Franklin Pierce, to be honest with you, and I've told them all along, I better not even think for 1 second about their level or where they're at. It's you know, we got to get better, because if we don't fix the mistakes that we made Thursday night and we keep repeating those, that's the beauty. That's the funny part about film, right? You know, you better fix your mistakes because your next three opponents will sure find them.
Coach, offensively, you guys, especially in the first half, were able to put some longer drives together. You mentioned the mistakes that kind of hurt you throughout the game. But when you guys were able to move the ball against a pretty good defense, what did you feel like you were doing well?
Well, we stayed within the playbook. You know, I think a lot of times when you don't have success on drives, it's because, you know, the people responsible for the football or running the routes, they just don't stay within the playbook. I really feel that there were some times there, even though we didn't play great as a football team in the second and third quarter. I think there were times that we got behind them. We just didn't connect. And those led to field goal opportunities instead of touchdowns. And, you know, when you're playing a team like Delaware and we're the first time in the CAA, you know, field goals aren't going to win games. You have to score touchdowns. And these are the things that we've got to get fixed. I'm sorry for the cliche and the broken record of things, but you know, it's how we play. I felt that on those drives, we had four really good sustained drives that our kids stayed within the playbook, did what they were coached to do. And then it became a matter of us playing just football. You know, we're coaching technique and winning one-on-one battles, not scheme and eyes in the wrong place and running the right routes and those types of things.
Yeah, Chris, you guys had four or five guys averaging 4 yards a carry or more. How'd you feel the running game went the other night?
I felt the running game was one of the reasons why in the first half that we were there, to be honest with you. I was really happy with our ability. The numbers don't look great because of the with the sacks that kind of took away from those yardages. But you're right. You know, we averaged on actual called run plays, you know, we averaged close to 5 yards a carry for us, which was encouraging. And then we were able to take advantage of some RPO opportunities off of those run plays that led to explosive plays for us, which is on those four drives is what we did. You know, we blocked it right and then we pulled it right. And later in the ball game, when we did pull it, we just didn't connect or we pulled it when we shouldn't have. And that's all staying within the playbook.
Chris, defensively, you mentioned the second and third quarters, especially I think Delaware had a stretch of five straight scoring drives or whatever it was. With all the new guys, how much of it was stuff they were doing or how much of it was communication issues maybe on your end with all those new guys?
Sure. I mean, there were some things that they did tempo-wise that kind of caught us flat-footed a little bit took us a quarter or two to adjust to. First-time starters out there that the speed of the game or the tempo of the game kind of caught them flat-footed, found themselves out of position at times. And it took them a little bit of time to settle into playing fast. But defensively, I do like our length, and I do like our ability to run, which is something that was different than in the past. But definitely Delaware did some things to us, not only tempo-wise, and they've got a good ball club, and they got guys that they put out in space that you just didn't see in the OVC, and you definitely didn't see in the NEC. And I'm not sure I can replicate that in practice, you know, but that's something that we're going to have to get better at really quick, because I can promise you whatever Delaware put on film, we're going to see from the next 11 opponents.
All right, Chris, thanks so much for your time here this morning. Good luck on Saturday against Franklin Pierce, and we'll talk again next Monday.